a dozen. Mission.
You're listening to This Week in Radio News. Radio news about radio waves, radio art, and more. I'm Tom Rowe, your host, and we'll travel across the ether to hear what's going on in radio news. John Timmer at Ars Technica explains what his website does when faced with yet another so-called scientific study that claims to prove a link between cell phones and cancer. This study involves the Environmental Health Trust in a journal called Environmental Research from Italy's Istituto Ramazzani. Timmer estimates that those sources have solid reputations, at least meaning the research is worthy of consideration. The bad news comes when looking closely at this particular study. The study of long-term exposure of rats to cell phone signals finds three increases in the incidence of cancer in animals exposed to cell phone radiation, but two weren't statistically significant. Quote, if we're going to allow non-significant changes into the conclusions, then the data would just as easily support reporting that cell phones reduce the risk of cancer in some of the experimental groups, unquote, Timmer writes. The one significant result is only found in male rats. Quote, these numbers suggest that the one statistical effect seen in this study is caused by the unusually low tumor incidence in the control group, rather than a specific effect of cell phone radiation, unquote, Timmer concludes. Of course, if cell phone radiation did cause cancer, just about everyone would be consulting oncologists by now. Forbes reports that now that iHeartMedia and Cumulus have declared bankruptcy, expect a sell-off of commercial radio stations around the country. In the past 5 months, the two largest radio conglomerates in the United States have both filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. iHeart has 850 stations, and Cumulus has 450 stations. And the bankruptcy proceedings will force them to sell many of those stations, flooding the market. It is not that radio is dying. Actually, 93% of Americans listen to radio, more than have a TV, 89%, a computer, 50%, or a smartphone, 83%. Instead, the giant radio conglomerates are dying. iHeartMedia used to be called Clear Channel, and after the horrendous 1996 Telecommunications Act was signed by President Bill Clinton, it began buying up as many stations as it could under that bill's deregulation. That led to cookie-cutter stations, programmed and staffed from afar, that listeners no longer care for. Instead, local stations with interesting content and actual human beings at the controls are doing better with listeners. Gene Eli writes in Forbes, quote, the new old model is local, local, local. Stations deeply involved in their communities with local on-air talent that shows up at events and plays the music local listeners want. The DJs read the news. They talk about last Friday night's high school football game. It's the only way traditional radio can compete with digital, unquote. After the 1996 Telecommunications Act, local stations were contacting pirate radio operators for tips, saying they were being forced to sell their mom-and-pop stations because of economics of scale. Similar market forces are now aligning for independent operators to buy commercial radio stations on the cheap later this year. Ars Technica reports that lawyers for AT&T, Verizon, and other internet providers plan to sue states that create their own net neutrality rules. Quote, broadband providers have worked hard over the past 20 years to deploy ever more sophisticated, faster, and higher capacity network and uphold net neutrality protections for all, unquote, U.S. Telecom CEO Jonathan Spalter wrote, quote, to continue this important work, there is no question we will aggressively challenge state or municipal attempts to fracture the federal regulatory structure that made all this progress possible, unquote. He was writing on a blog for U.S. Telecom, a lobby group with a board of directors including members from AT&T, Verizon, Frontier, CenturyLink, Windstream, and other telcos. When the Federal Communications Commission voted in December to roll back the net neutrality rules and allow fast and slow lanes on the internet, they specifically barred individual states from passing their own net neutrality rules. But the FCC also rolled back the classification of internet service providers as common carriers under Title II of the Telecommunications Act, which experts say does allow states to create their own rules, as the FCC ceded jurisdiction. U.S. Telecom has a history of suing over net neutrality, taking the FCC to court when they passed the rules before. Washington State and Oregon are passing their own net neutrality rules now, saying the FCC lacks authority to preempt them, and there is net neutrality legislation in some form in more than half the states in the country. Governors of five states have issued executive orders saying that states can only do business with internet companies that follow the FCC's old rules, and many states are suing the FCC because they overturned the rules last year. So there'll be plenty of court battles to come. Ars Technica reports that Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai wants to stop U.S. companies and organizations that receive broadband funding from the FCC from buying from Chinese technology vendors Huawei and ZTE. A 2012 congressional report encouraged American companies to, quote, consider the long-term security risks associated with doing business with either ZTE or Huawei for equipment or services, unquote, and to seek other sources. And a December 2017 letter to the FCC from 18 lawmakers objected to Huawei smartphones being sold by AT&T or other carriers. Both companies have ties to the Chinese government. The implication seems to be that a smartphone or other internet-connected device could be set up as a spying device for the Chinese government. Quote, hidden backdoors to our networks in routers, switches, and virtually any other type of telecommunications equipment can provide an avenue for hostile governments to inject viruses, launch denial of service attacks, steal data, and more, unquote, Pai said. The Wall Street Journal reports that many, quote, regional American providers of wireless TV and internet services have flocked to Huawei, attracted by what they say are Huawei's cheaper prices, quality products, and attentive customer service, unquote. The FBI's director, Christopher Wray, told the Senate Intelligence Committee last month that they are, quote, deeply concerned about the risks of allowing any company or entity that is beholden to foreign governments that don't share our values to gain positions of power inside our telecommunications networks, unquote. Huawei and ZTE deny their products are used for spying, and the U.S. has yet to present hard evidence. The FCC can't ban the Chinese products outright, but can stop companies receiving money from the Universal Service Fund from working with Huawei and ZTE. Popular Mechanics reports that those who worry about their privacy on Facebook but still need to use the social media site for whatever reason do have options. Mozilla just released a Facebook container extension. Quote, once you set up the extension, Firefox deletes all your Facebook information from itself and only connects to Facebook from inside a software container. Practical result is that you can look through a sort of one-way mirror to see into Facebook, but Firefox keeps Facebook from looking out, unquote. Eric Limer writes in the magazine. Third-party apps that use Facebook to log in won't work under this extension, and you can't Facebook like or Facebook share items in the non-Facebook world here. There are other options, including blocking all of Facebook's subdomains directly, although that disables the site, or installing the Privacy Badger extension. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform's Standing Wave Radio and WGXC. The preceding show was recorded at Waveform's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.